Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We give honor to God, who is our life and our very existence. In Him we move and have our being. We give honor to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for His presence in our life. We thank God, hallelujah, for His love, His mercy, His kindness, His shalom. We thank God, for joining us to, oh my God, amen. We give honor to God Almighty in the name of Jesus. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give honor, oh God, to God. Glory be to His name. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, sons and daughters, daughters and sons of God, called to pray. It's prayer time. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And yes, we pray. We read scripture. We expound on what the Lord give us, words to say. And we just, but it's all about our connection and our praying to God and encouraging us to pray. And to have the confidence in our prayers. That's so important. That you really understand that we really, 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 truly, without a doubt, without, oh, Lord. Truly, without God loves us, we belong to Him. Woo! He hears us when we pray. We are the righteousness of God. We've been justified. He cleansed us from all unrighteousness. We let go of unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Ask God to show us in and everything in our life that's not pleasing to Him, because we want Him to be Lord, Master, King, our Father of our life, our God, yes, of our life. Without Him, we're nothing. We belong to God. And we have our scriptures that remind us who we are, who calls us, and the purpose. And our purpose is to glorify. We were created to glorify our God. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. So we said, Father, hallelujah. We know who we're talking about. Not just words that we just spitting out in the air. It has a power. Our Father. And you know, I acknowledge the name Jesus because that's what most of us call Him. But His name is Yeshua. And I don't like to confuse anyone when I say Yeshua. But Jesus' name is, not what we call him in English, but his name is Yeshua. And yes, I've called him in the times of trouble, and I've said Jesus, and my God from Zion. He answered, because he knew I didn't know better, and he knew what I was saying to him, because he saw. So I still like to use, and my preference is to use the name Yeshua. But for the sake of my friends and families and those who don't have that understanding yet and know him and the power when they call him Jesus, he answers. I don't want to confuse anyone, but I just want you to know sometimes you will hear me say Yeshua. If that's his name. And I'll share with you what happened. Well, my mother believed in us having Bible study. And we had church, but we had Bible study. And we learned the name of Yeshua. And my cousin, as we were studying, my cousin remembered that my great-grandfather had a Bible, and he was a minister, and the name Yeshua was in the Bible. So it was there. It was the old Bible. And he had it, but I never heard it. Until I guess I was a teenager when I first probably heard the name of Yeshua. But I didn't get an understanding until much, much later. And I was sitting down, and the thought came to me. How long have we been speaking English? So I looked that up, and English as we know it, begun with I have my history right. I don't have the information in front of me. When Britain was invaded by the Angles and the name starts with the J, so I won't try to pronounce it. And then English as we begun to understand English. But now we remember when we see some old English, we can't understand that. So it was much, much different. But that was the beginning. And the year was something like 409. Well, certainly Jesus has left the earth by that time. So then the question was, well, what did they name him? What did the angels call him? And tell his mother and father, earthly father, to call him. So I dug a little deeper, and truly it was like I had learned in my Bible study years ago. The name was Yeshua. Because in the Hebrew language, there is no J. But he said, well, this is what we do, but I don't want somebody calling me anything other than Margaret. That's my name. So I think it's important that we know the name, his name. Because Jesus said to his disciples, in my name, call it whatever you want to, and it's not important, the name, but he said, in my name. And they knew his name. They knew his name. They knew what they called him. Jesus, they did not speak Greek in the sanctuary. They spoke Hebrew. People died to maintain the integrity of the scroll. And the lesson for us knowing he, I mean, how the Greek came in, there is a portion in your Bible, very few of us even bother to read, and yet we say often we read the entire Bible, but we don't read the entire Bible. People go to school to learn about these maps in our Bibles that we ignore. The beginning of the Bible, and they tell you how to pronounce words, and they tell you about interpretations. They go to school for that, and they pay lots of money, and it's here in our Bible, and we don't touch it. But nevertheless, in between the pages of the Old and the New Testament, there is the Intertestament, and what some refer to as the 400 years of silence. But it was very, very busy. During that time, you find out about Alexander the Great and invasion. Pick up your Bible. Read it. You will see. You will bless the Lord. Oh, my God. It will make a difference. You will see how God is truly and is truly in the life of mankind, and he does, he is involved in the works of man. When we begin to understand, we talk about superpower, my Lord. Oh, you talking about superpower. There isn't a word that can fully explain his authority, his power. I mean, he created power. My God. And then you shiver when we think that we attempt to put him in a box. Can you imagine that? Attempting to put God in a box. Put limitations on him. Oh, it is he that does that to you and I. Certainly. Hallelujah, the audacity. But nevertheless, the name Yeshua, Jesus spoke Galilee, and then he spoke Aramaic with a Galilean accent. I speak English with a Southern geeky. we can make it plain. So that's the language Jesus spoke. Yes, he did. And when we understand that, we can see that God is not just set. Our God is so awesome. When we stop attempting to put limitations Oh no, I can't believe that. Oh no, you hadn't even studied enough to really see, and you're putting all kinds of limits on God. Don't do that. When we don't understand something, ask the Holy Ghost to give us understanding. That's why he's here on this earth, to give us understanding. But we have to make decisions. The scripture tells us, listen, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he, who is the him? God. And he will direct your path. we can take that. I mean, that's sure. That's as sure as the sun and the moon coming up and going down. Our confidence is where it is in God. But He has given us all a measure of faith. A measure. Realize that. Accept that. God, I thank you for my measure of faith. Trust you to have my belief in you, my confidence in you. I trust you. And as we begin, we become stronger and stronger and stronger. God, clear my mind. Hallelujah. Become stronger and stronger. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, become stronger. And stronger. Yes. Oh, my God. And then we'll find that we begin to stand upright. Woo! As a child of God, as the mature son and daughter of the Most High God, the spirit of discernment. Yes. Oh, and hear our Father's voice. Hallelujah. Do this, do that. Say nothing. Hold your peace. I got this. David said, shall I pursue? He said, pursue. He said, well, I did it all. He said, yes, you will. That's Marcus' word. Hallelujah. God will tell you what to do. Guess what? He has given you the strength, the resources to fight. If he said, hold your peace, he'll give you the strength to hold your peace. We have to discover our God and who we are to him. You know what Satan said to God? In the book of Job, which your brothers and my sisters. Satan said, who wouldn't serve a God like you? That's what the enemy is trying to keep us from doing. From serving our Father and from knowing how much He loves us. We equate God's love with the God of men, of mankind. They betray us. God doesn't betray us. Yes, we pray for things, and the answer is no sometimes. Yes, it is. God knows it is. But we have to, Mother always said to us, God's will must be done. And ask him for the strength to accept his will. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to do. This is so weak. So he said, well, why are we not praying that? Because we like to have a clear understanding, building our faith, encouraging us that the solid rock is real, not a fairy tale. He's real. And yes, Jesus came on this earth. There's historical records along with biblical records that Jesus, Yeshua, came on this earth. Yes, hypocritical. But there is no grave with a marking with his name on it. Hey! Glory! Hallelujah! Our Savior lives. Woo! Glory! When we get it down in our sanctified soul. When we get that down in our spirit. That God lives. Hallelujah! Doesn't matter what man say about you. It doesn't matter what you may feel about you. You were created in his image and in his likeness, and he blessed you. Ha! Glory! Hallelujah! Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah! We've got a God. We've got a King. Hey, hallelujah! Oh, as it stands, this earth is not our home. Hallelujah! 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 Let's be aware and attuned to the fact that we are here to bring God glory. We were created to bring him glory. Hallelujah. He's real. He's real. Woo! We're not wishing and hoping. He's real. 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 Not a fairy tale. Not someone that's from hundreds and thousands of years back. And now this is a fairy tale that we can't comprehend. That's often said. We're in time. He's not. Ooh, we're locked in time. He's not. He's always reverent. Yes, he is. He's always now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you think about that? He's always now. So when we bow, bow our heads and close our eyes, when we bend our knees, when we lift our hands to heaven, we know in whom we believe. We know who our prayers are directed. We know who we belong. We know it, and we understand. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. When we pray for our loved ones, we know to whom we are praying. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When we cry out for help, we know to who is our help. When we cry out for understanding, we know who give us clarity. We know. We know. We know he is the Almighty God, our help. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. We know it. God, and no weapon formed will diminish it from us, will take it from us, will cause us to doubt. We thank God that we're beginning to truly understand the love that he has for us, and that he fights for us, that he's our shield of defense. Yes, he is. He's our protector, our God, and our guide, and our leader. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, fire burn doubt and confusion. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. In the presence of the Almighty God, there's joy unspeakable. There's joy. Joy that we cannot explain. So awesome. Joy. Joy. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. There's joy. Hallelujah. So we thank our God for his mercy, his grace, his love. Even despite it, it's for all. bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, to be loved by the Almighty God. And we can lift our hands to heaven and bless His name and call on Him. And we know in whom we're called. It's the that blessed. So when we step out and think. When we call on the living God, oh Lord, when we call on, we know that He answers us. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. And you know that. You know it. You know it without a doubt. You Rumbi Kushaka. Oh God, we thank you for tearing down the stronghold. We bless your most holy name. We thank you for your kindness, God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, great God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your care. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for being a hiding place. We thank you for your joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you for it. We thank you for your love, Almighty God. Oh, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. Oh, flowing in us and through us and over us, that we can forgive those that have harmed us, that have hurt us. Almighty God, that we can release them. We can release them of the offense. Almighty God, for you release of our offense towards you, huh? And you loved us, and your love healed us, huh? Almighty God, and we thank you for your love, huh? Your amazing love, Almighty God, we thank you, and we praise you, and we bless your name, oh Holy Father, this day is the day that you have made, we thank you. For you have given us everything that we need for this day. And we thank you, dear Father, hallelujah. And we bless your name. We will rejoice. We will be glad. For our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. Hallelujah. Our confidence is in you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. When we're weak, you there and you are our strength. Almighty God, when the winds of life bend our knees and tears flow from our eyes, Shambakoba, Rivisidididiosa, Shekadididiosa. Your love, Almighty God, oh, for Shokaninidiosa. Yevasenidiosa. Great God Almighty, we thank you. Your love comforts us. Your love covers us. Hedididiosa. Rivisidididiosa. And bring us through the darkness into the light. Hallelujah. If I said it to you, oh God, we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We glorify you. We exalt you. We extol you, Almighty God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love and your kindness, God. Bless your name. Bless your name, Almighty God. Holy Ghost, have your way. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, you see, you know all things. We ask that you touch Mother's body. name of Jesus. We ask you, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, heal her body. Oh, release the fluid, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch right now. Remove fear and don't let doubt come in. Almighty God, send your angels of mercy and healing in the room, Almighty God. Strengthen her children, Almighty God. Give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they need. Give them clarity of thought, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord, for using them. Hallelujah. The minister to their mother. Oh, God, we give you glory. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you, Almighty God. Meet them at the point of their need, Almighty God, and strengthen them out of Zion. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your people everywhere, Almighty God. Remember our siblings, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remember our nieces and nephews. Almighty God, protect, seal, and defend. Deliver, Almighty God. Thank you for saving, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Thank you for turning lives around, Almighty God. Thank you for giving hunger for you, Almighty God. Our nieces and nephews, Almighty God, protect them, Almighty God, save them. Those that will be saved, Almighty God, speak to their hearts, draw them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And our children and grandchildren and great grandchildren, our house, Almighty God, thank you for protecting them. Almighty God, thank you for saving them. Almighty God, oh glory, thank you for your direction, how you're directing them to you. Shabakoba, give them safety, Almighty God. Oh God, hallelujah. Bless them on their jobs, in school. Almighty God. The friends and the circle of friends around them. Move, God. That those that are not right, Almighty God. Interfere. Almighty God. Protect them from the wrong people. Almighty God. Almighty God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your covering. Thank you that all that we're praying for are walking in the circle of your blessings. Almighty God. Let them know you. Almighty God, as their Father, Lord, Master, and King. Almighty God, and Father, we welcome you as God, and Lord, and Master, and King, in these United States, its territories, and its property. Almighty God, we want you, and we need you in these United States and every country that is represented this morning. Almighty God, oh God, oh God, be God and walk tall. Oh God, your eyes run to and for. You see, Almighty God, even that that people think they're hiding from you is like the noonday to you. Almighty God, all we can do is cry for help. Almighty God, help us, Lord. We need your help. Hallelujah. You see the young people. Almighty God, you see the situations and circumstances. Almighty We need you, Father, to intervene. Almighty God, you didn't send him here to be lost and destroyed. Reba Sukuma, Shamba Rima send help from the sanctuary. Almighty God, fight for them. Rima Sadadad, send the warring angels. Almighty God, oh, Rama Sadadadiota, all souls belong to you. Almighty God, Rima Sakadadia, Shamba Koba. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Forgive us as a nation how we have sinned against thee and thee only. We took you out of homes. We took you out of the church. And we started preaching watered down messages. Almighty God, we repent, God. Almighty God, we took you out of this. Almighty God, we got watered down. We started rocking and reeling and going to sleep, being satisfied with material things. Almighty God, we left our children to raise themselves. Almighty God, forgive us. Almighty God, we didn't teach like you told us to teach. Oh God, you said teach so they won't sin against me. Almighty God, oh, we laughed at the older saints. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy, Almighty God. Almighty God, forgive us. Oh God, save our children and grandchildren and great grandchildren. Stay the hand of the enemy. We cry out for our nation, for our people, God. 400+ years we've suffered and endured. Oh God, but when you really deliver us, Almighty God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, let us not, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh Lord God, we need you to fix us, God. Oh, we need you to help us, Almighty God. Remember our brothers and sisters who have offended us. Almighty God, touch them, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, help us. Say that these are the united. Let us be united. Almighty God. Oh, God Almighty. Let us be our brother's keeper. Oh, God. Let charity begin at home. Almighty God, and spread abroad. Remember your preachers, your apostles, your prophets, indeed, your evangelists, indeed, your missionaries, indeed, your teachers, indeed, empower us the more, oh God, to be about your work. Almighty God, we thank you, Father, and we bless your name. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. Peace in the home. Peace on the child. Thank you, Lord. Peace, God, in ministry. Oh, God, strengthen us even the more in our walk with you. Glory be to you. We love you, Lord. We first love you. You told us if we love you, we keep you from us. Yes, Lord. Make them plain before us. Hallelujah. And show us how to save us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, dear God. Bless your woman. The Holy Spirit. Oh, God, thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Oh, God, we thank you for favor. Thank you. Thank you, God. Opening our minds and understanding. And we know that you are Almighty God, all of our understanding, all of our mercy, 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 all of our. Hallelujah. 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 Second Chronicles 7, excuse me, 13. And as I was writing this down, what came to me, the best gift you can give your family, friends, and your nation is 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 14. The best gift. And the only gift, the best. And Lord, what is the best gift? He said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and serve the Lord with me. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and receive their land. The best our closing scripture. The Lord number 6:24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Not unto him. That is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power and authority of the Almighty God. Be in peace. The Holy Ghost be with you. Amen. God bless.